Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family, Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Wake up to do your early morning prayer before God, before doing anything else. Commit your ways, commit your thoughts, and commit the day's programs to God. Listen to Turning Point. Engage whatever faith prophetic action will be led to take for the day. Then pray more on your own. Also, anoint yourself before going out each day and speak over your day. Welcome also to Wednesday, day 22 in January 2025. Open your hand and heart to receive the day's prayers. Also, raise your 2025 expectation list for us to make up for the day that was omitted. Be responding with amen, I receive it. Voice of God's grace shall speak on your behalf today. Your name and your matters shall come up where you'll be favorably blessed. You shall not just be helped, you will be marvelously helped. Who is this? Your wilderness journey ends today. Mercy will speak for you. Mercy will speak for your children, your spouse, your career, your business, your ministry, and everything that has your name on it. I'm hearing restoration. Restoration. He said in Joel chapter 2, verse 25, I will restore to you the years which the locust has eaten. Anyone that desires restoration, I want to pray for you. Health restoration, good sleep restoration, position in the office, marital joy and harmony, restoration of job, of space, of relationship. What have you lost and you want God to restore back to you? Whether I mention it now or not, raise up your right hand as I pray. I prophesy, may such be restored back to you now. Yes, it shall be restored. Divine power by the grace of God, I call for divine restoration. Take back your job. Take back your money. Take back your position. Take back what you have lost or been denied in Jesus' name. Say amen. Who is this? In your heart, you have given up. Yes, because of so many things that has happened, you have given up on marriage. You have given up on conception and the thought of having a baby because of age and medical report. You have given up on traveling, visa denied many times. Giving up on your career, on your pursuit, on whatever other things anyone has given up on. Don't give up. God is about to spring a surprise for you. You shall experience a divine intervention. You shall soon witness the miracle power of God. It shall happen very soon. Who is this? Your life is from hand to mouth. You struggle so much, but get so little. No savings, no excess, no leftovers. I speak over your life. That trend is changed from today. In 6 months from now, you will have more than enough in excess in Jesus' name. Say amen. I receive it. January 22, born people, open your hand for your birthday prayers. Your birthday is blessed. Your new age is blessed also. You will live long and live well to fulfill your days. Happy birthday. Listeners, before I take on issues today, let me apologize for my slip of tongue on Monday when, by divine inspiration, I engaged Deuteronomy 28, verses 3 to 13 in praying for us, but mistakenly said the book of Numbers instead of Deuteronomy. Sorry about that, but it does not affect or reduce the power or the efficacy of the prayers, since accurate words of God were spoken and prophesied to our lives. Manifestations shall follow in Jesus' name. First issue today, good evening, Daddy, in the Lord, and Turning Point family. Is it only the man that can give names to the newborn baby between himself and his wife? Oh, no. Is there any tradition or culture that says so? I don't know of any. In the Bible, it was Elizabeth that even called John, that named their baby John, before the father could even speak. I think the usual thing is that both the husband and wife, they contribute names. Even sometimes they send to the village or to the grandparents to send their own names as well in some cultures. It should be the man and the woman that should prayerfully suggest names that shall be given to the baby. That's my thought. Next, good morning, sir. And my TPGF family. I'm a Yoruba woman that got married to an Igbo man. I have 4 guests for him, but their family has been telling him and telling us to have a baby boy. Now, that they should go look for a baby boy to adopt, because I am 50 years old. I cannot and I don't want to have a baby anymore. Please, sir, should I agree with them? Please, I need your advice. Wow. Tradition and culture. Rearing is head there now. Now, science has proved that it is the man that is responsible for the sex of the baby. The man is the donor. The woman is the incubator that will eventually mature the child to birth. So it is not you, but their son. Then, what's wrong with having 4 days, even when there is no boy? What's wrong with that? I know the African mindset will not agree with me on that. When we were getting married, for instance, we agreed the number of children we were going to have, and I told my fiancé then, whether they came as males or females, doesn't change it. It doesn't matter. That was our decision on them. To my mind, a male child is not superior to a female child, but I have said there is this sentiment of taking the family names further through the man. Well, adoption is not a sin. Once you both agree and you are happy with it to adopt a son, so be it. Maybe that will reduce the tension and the pressure mounted on your husband because of the tribe and the culture he came from. Next, good day. I want to respond to today's issue of the woman that allowed her husband's colleague to camp in her house. This same thing happened to me several years ago, and I learned a big lesson. The shock was massive. Mine came as a church girl, and her fiancé was always around and close to my husband. She would sit at the back of my husband's car, carrying my baby for me. Unknown to me, she was a snake. You are even lucky. In my own case, she took my husband away completely. It was only through midnight prayers I engaged that brought fight between them and the community, after which my husband returned home confessing. Only then did I know it was the girl that was responsible. Since then, if you are not a relative, you don't sleep in my house. If you are a female visitor, I don't smile too much if you visit my house. May God help us. Wow. Next, as I listen to today's broadcast, to the story of the man who was cheating on his wife, my heart bled with pains because of the level of sexual immorality among young born-again couples of today. My counsel is that couples be allowed to check on each other's phones at will. Perhaps that will checkmate the malady a bit. For the wife in this case, my advice is that she forgives, pray for him, and try to trust him again. Thank you so much, sir, for your insightful teachings to us all the time. Wow. Next, good morning, Daddy. My son, 12 years old, always beats his younger ones silly in a hostile manner, and I don't like it because it's my only son. How can I correct this? I want my children to grow up and be well bonded. Wow. Please rise up in prayers and in wisdom. Your son has anger problem and developing a bullish nature over young and the weaker ones. Get him closer to yourself. Use God's word to teach all of them, especially him. Let them also be listening to Turning Point with you. A good Sunday school teacher of it, or a child therapist, can also help. It must not be allowed to grow up this way, to become a bully or not able to manage his anger. He must be responding to certain things internally. Pull it out of him. Today is the Great Prayer Mountain Service in Abuja Center, 12 to 2 p.m. Living Spring Chapel Kado Life Camp, after the fish market in Abuja. Please be there. Tomorrow, Thursday, is the prayer mountain in our Ikeja, Lagos. Dominion City Ibadan, Koloba Abeokuta, Oshogbo Akure, Port Harcourt and Uyo centers. Two services will hold in each of the centers mentioned. 7 to 9 a.m. first service, 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. second service. Prayer focus this week on all our prayer mountain centers is anointing for connection and relationship. God will bring a major connection to your life and good relationship. Then January anointing oil for new things in the new year shall be distributed freely. Also, the anointed mantle for praying and provoking God's miracle will also be given out free. Come and invite others. Come and collect your own. It shall be live stream. So connect from all over the world, wherever you are. TPGF members and listeners in Lagos, this is for you. I invite you to the first diet of our Bible Training Institute this year. It is 8 days for the training, 8 weekdays or 5 weekends. 8 days, weekdays shall start February 3, 8:30 in the morning. Only for 8 days you are done. For the weekend edition, that will start from February 8, 8:30 a.m. For 5 weekends, you are done. Come for more information on the Bible Training Institute at Allen Avenue, Living Spring, Ikeja. For all Lagos listeners and TPGF, this is the number to SMS, chat, or call. Moji on 0803-909-2578. Do so now. Don't forget your tithing and your seed. These are the covenant work we are going to have with God as long as we live. As long as we live, we will be tithing to expand the kingdom of God. We'll be sowing seed to connect, to open heaven, and the Lord removing the virus from our life. Do so with passion. Do so with joy. Your Father that sees you in secret will reward you openly. I speak to everyone's life today. Today will be good for you. Today will be great for you. All your heart desires shall be turned to testimonies. Go in peace and return in joy. What God cannot do does not exist. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. Have a wonderful day. Bye.